Hi folks, I'm Craig Taylor and I'm a Customer Success Manager here at HT2 Labs. At present, I am facilitating a massive open online course or MOOC that I've built that focuses on compliance training and it gets people to think about how they could perhaps approach their compliance training in a different way. In the very early stages of this course, I've asked a question which is around what challenges do people think they would face if they were to try and adopt a different approach to their compliance training, i.e. if they were to move away from the traditional self-paced ClickNext type of e-learning that many of them are using. And I've had lots and lots of responses to this. Many of them are all kind of saying the same thing as one another. So what I wanted to do was to put together this audio boom to address that challenge that people think they would face. Many people are saying that it would be hard to move away from what is in place in their organizations, the traditional self-paced ClickNext e-learning, because it's been there for so long, because so much has been invested in it, because people are used to doing it, and critically, because it works. Several people have said, because it works, because it's already in place, and because it's been invested in, there would be a challenge in moving away from that. And it's that aspect of it works that I want to challenge in this piece of audio. I work here in the United Kingdom, and in one of my previous roles, I worked within a bank, within the financial services sector. So I know for a fact that here within the UK, people that work within financial services have to do a heck of a lot of compliance training, a lot of compliance training, very, very regulated. So there is compliance training in place, a lot of it. Look at the other side of the coin though. Here within the UK, and I suspect globally as well, if you think back over the past 5 or 10 years, here within the UK, there have been many, many, many occasions of people that work within the financial services sector getting it wrong, either accidentally or, as is often the case, intentionally breaking rules, taking unnecessary risks, doing things that they shouldn't be doing. But how can that be the case? Because I've just said that the financial services sector does lots of compliance training. How on earth could people get it wrong accidentally or intentionally when they've done 45 minutes worth of e-learning in the previous 12 months, telling them what they should and shouldn't be doing? Now, I'm going to leave it up to you to answer that question as to why people still continue to get it wrong despite training being put in place. The point that I'm wanting to make, though, is when people say that the e-learning works, does it? Does it work? Could something else take place? Could something else be done that works better? I think no matter what we deliver to people and how we deliver it, there will always be exceptions. There will be people who forget. There'll be people who do it intentionally or who do something wrong intentionally. That will always be the case. But I'm struggling to see, again, with my lens on looking at the financial services sector, I'm struggling to see how so many people in the financial services sector can say that their compliance e-learning works when, as a sector and globally, there have been so many, many problems over the past 5 or 10 years. Thanks, as always, for listening. And if you've got any comments or responses to this, please do drop them down in the comments section below. Cheers.